Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. It is 510, 82 degrees here on this Wednesday, July 30th, 2025. And if you caught the tail end, and I was up against, actually we went a minute into the 5 o'clock hour, and I'm glad we did. You know, I think what Jeannie said needed to be heard. I'm not going to get her to agree with me, and I am definitely not going to agree with her. So she wanted me to cite my source, saying what I'm saying is just untrue, that illegal immigrants do, in fact, collect Medicaid benefits. So here it is, pa.gov/services/DHS/apply-for-Medicaid-benefits. This is the official Pennsylvania website to apply for Medicaid. And if you scroll down, and listen, I put all this on my social media. It's on my Facebook right now. You could look at the site yourself, look at the validity of the site. And again, on this page, overview of Medicaid and PSA and PA. Apply online using the Compass system. General eligibility requirements for Medicaid. Income limits for specific eligibility groups. Medicaid for children with special needs. Application process. Apply for Medicaid. Frequently asked questions about Medicaid. And contact. That's the drop-down menu on the side here. So I put it all on my social media so you could click on the link and see for yourself. But Jeannie says she works in healthcare and she knows undocumented immigrants don't qualify for Medicaid or health benefits. But when it came to CHIP and illegal immigrants, well, they're children. They're a separate entity. And I'm not saying cover or don't cover children, but illegal immigrant children are collecting Medicaid under CHIP. Simple as that. Refugees are collecting Medicaid under the program. And here's direct from the website. I will read verbatim the quote. Your citizenship. Now, this is the criteria. It goes your Social Security number, your PA residency, your citizenship. Medicaid is available to United States citizens, refugees, and lawfully admitted non-citizens. Here you go. Other non-citizens may be eligible for limited medical assistance benefits if an emergency medical condition exists. U.S. citizens, refugees, and lawfully admitted non-citizens may need to submit documentation providing U.S. citizenship or lawful non-citizen status if their citizenship can't be verified through electronic sources. So, yes, emergency services are covered by Medicaid. CHIP covers illegal immigrant children. And under the Biden administration's expansion of temporary status and refugee status, which has now been revoked, they were covered under Medicaid. So has that been revoked by Medicaid yet? Because they are pushing back on this administration on letting the Medicaid rolls be reviewed. So don't say that illegal immigrants are not collecting Medicaid benefits. They are. And if your hospital conglomerate is so dependent on illegal immigrants gaining Medicaid in those payments, able-bodied adults that collect it that should be doing other things now, or people who no longer qualify under the law, because that's what's going to determine who gets Medicaid and who doesn't. Like she asked, the law dictates exactly who. If you're an able-bodied adult, you don't have children, you don't have a disability, you have to either do voluntary work or work a certain amount of hours a month. If you no longer qualified under the expanded definition that Medicaid used during the COVID that should no longer exist, well, yes, you will not get it. You have to ask yourself, why are these state entities, these hospitals, so dependent on this demographic who's getting it? But remember, they are not getting it. But as per the pa.gov/services/DHS/apply-for-Medicaid-benefits website, which I have put a link to on my social media, they do, in fact, just what I said. They get it via CHIP. They get it via emergency services. And we all know how the emergency rooms are abused for regular routine medical care. But it's covered. They are covered under Medicaid. And people under the last administration who had that temporary refugee status or that lawful, you remember they were giving it to everybody that's now been revoked, thankfully, well, they should no longer be getting Medicaid. Simple as that. So there's the site. I put the link on my website so you guys can go look for yourself. But remember, somebody who works in healthcare said it's not true. I guess the Pennsylvania.gov website for Medicaid is lying to you. Apply for Medicaid benefits, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, helping Pennsylvanians access high-quality healthcare and supportive services to live an enriching, proactive life. I'm also getting text messages from people who also work in healthcare who are saying they do indeed get covered by Medicaid. So make your your own decision, and there it is. But to say it's not true, well, okay. If you want to say, well, it is true, but the hospitals depend on those payments to survive, okay, well, then have that argument. It's as simple as that. So where were we in the day? Oh, Jake is going to get mad at me. So we're supposed to talk about the NFL power rankings as preseason nears. Who are the Eagles' main threats? Well, the Eagles are listed as number one. The offense returns virtually intact. Former coordinator and new Saints head coach, Kellen Moore, notable exception. Vic Fangio is back for a second year running the defense. Though that unit will need to adapt from significant losses of free agencies. Last year's club was one of the very best in the past quarter century and seems to have an excellent shot at repeating, especially when you consider proven NFL players like running back A.G. Dillon, cornerback Jackson, outside linebacker, and a bunch of other players that are returning. So Philadelphia Eagles in this power ranking, and this is coming from USA Today, is listed at number one. Baltimore Ravens, they list at number two. What do you think about that, Jake?
I mean, I would definitely put Baltimore in the top five. I think that they're definitely one of the best teams that are out there. I think they have one of the best coaches in John Harbaugh. It's just my biggest concern has always been with the quarterback when it comes to Lamar Jackson. Lamar's numbers have never really been all that spectacular. His performance has never really been all that spectacular in the playoffs, especially. I believe he has three playoff wins to his name. So I think Baltimore, like I was saying, I think the talent is definitely there. Two, I'm not sure if I would put them at two, but definitely in the top five, though.
Well, they were ranked at two via this last year, and they're ranked at two again this year. Now, Kansas City was bumped up to three on this list. They were number four last year.
That's interesting, especially since they were coming off of back-to-back Super Bowls. I mean, I know the 2023 championship, I know that they had sort of sputtered a little bit during the regular season, caught fire, you know, obviously during the playoffs when it mattered, but the 2024 Chiefs, there was just something weird about them. Like, they, again, they really didn't look all that good. I mean, I think there was maybe one time all of last year that they scored at least 30 points in a game. And it seemed like some of those deficiencies that they had when it came to the Super Bowl, and Patrick Mahomes wasn't even blitzed once. I mean, it was just a complete annihilation. So, I mean, I can never count them out as long as he's there, as long as Andy Reid is there. I think that they are definitely worthy of being in the top three, mainly because of those two guys.
All right, so let's see. Number four, the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, Buffalo, that's the thing. I mean, I think when I look at the AFC, I mean, you could definitely consider those as the big three. And I mean, it all rests on Josh Allen, obviously the defending MVP of the league. The biggest thing with Josh Allen, like we've talked about so many times before, they're spectacular in the regular season. He finds a way to beat Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City in October, November, December. But obviously come January, that's where they seem to hit a roadblock, whether it's the divisional round, whether it's the AFC championship. So I think that some, obviously there's some things that he and Sean McDermott need to work on, and I hope, you know, I've always liked Buffalo. So, I mean, maybe this could be their year they get to the Super Bowl. I would love to see them win a Super Bowl after the four straight heartbreaks that they had in the early 90s. So, definitely, definitely top five. I would honestly put them ahead of Baltimore if it was up to me.
All right. Los Angeles Rams, number five.
Yeah, I think the Rams, I think that they're, I would say, top 10. I think Sean McVay is one of the most bright minds that there is in the National Football League. I've always respected him. I've always respected his coaching. You know, the thing with the Rams is obviously they've gone through a couple changes over the past couple of years. Matt Stafford, their quarterback, Matt's 36 going on 37, I believe. I mean, he still has been able to perform. It's just obviously at his age, you wonder how much longer does he have. Obviously, if there's some sort of injury that happens along the line, you know, I think that's really my only concerns that I have with the Rams. But I think that they're definitely in my top 10 and definitely expect them to make the playoffs this year.
All right, next after that, Los Angeles Rams, Green Bay Packers.
Green Bay.
Number six. They were eight last year, so they've moved up a bit.
Yeah, that's the interesting thing with Green Bay. Green Bay has a really, really tough schedule this year. And obviously that division, the NFC North, I feel like that's arguably the best division in football right now. You have the Detroit Lions. Everyone knows how much I love Dan Campbell. You have the Minnesota Vikings. Everyone knows how much I love Kevin O'Connell. I know that Ben Johnson went to Chicago. With Green Bay, I don't know if – I'm thinking six might be a little too high of a ranking for them. I think that they're playoff worthy. I think Matt LaFleur is a great coach. I just, again, I feel like they got a little too wrapped up in the whole trying to get the whole tush push banned. And that's why, honestly, I don't know. I really don't know what kind of vibe I have with Green Bay this year. Either they'll either be a wild card team or just barely miss out. That's sort of where I stand on them.
Our Washington Commanders.
Yeah.
Next, number seven.
Yeah, I mean, you know, hopefully no sophomore jinx for Jaden Daniels. I think the future is definitely bright in Washington. I mean, look at what they were able to do last year. Obviously, the thing is, last place schedule last year. Obviously, it's going to be a tougher schedule this year. But I think they're definitely going to be in the mix. I've been saying for a while now, I think week 18 next year, when they have to travel to Philadelphia, it's one of those scenarios where I see winner possibly getting home field advantage, loser being the five seed, almost kind of like you saw what happened week 18 last year with Detroit and Minnesota.
All right, let's round it out now because we're running out of time here. Eight Denver Broncos.
Okay.
Nine Detroit Lions.
Yeah, Detroit. I think Detroit's going to be good, but I think they're also taking a little bit of a step back this year with obviously losing both their coordinators. Aaron Glenn is now with the Jets. Ben Johnson, he's in the division now with Chicago, so we'll see what happens with them, but I think they'll still be NFC North champs.
All right, number 10, up from number 16, the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Way too high.
This is if the Aaron Rodgers era lasts 8 months this season, it could be the Sterling Silver Stairway to Seven. If Aaron Rodgers era lasts 7 months this season, will last a slag pile that could land some folks on the scrap heap.
Can only hope and pray.
And you and Kelly could fight this one out. Up from 14, number 11, San Francisco 49ers.
They should be higher than that. I think San Francisco is going to bounce back this year. I mean, they have the easiest schedule in the NFL this year. I've always been a big believer in Kyle Shanahan. I've always been a big believer in Brock Purdy. The key is Christian McCaffrey needs to stay healthy. I mean, the biggest change of all, of course, I mean, I know Debo Samuel was traded. I know Brandon Ayuk is coming off of the ACL. But I think that they are going to be very, very strong this year. I have them at 12-5, and they've got a bit of an incentive this year, too, because the Super Bowl is being played at their stadium in Santa Clara, February 8th.
All right, so number 12, the Arizona Cardinals. 13, the Houston Texans. 14, Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I'd put them a little higher.
They need to be higher.
15, Tampa Bay was at 9 last year. They're at 14 this year. Yeah. 15, Los Angeles Chargers. 16, Seattle Seahawks.
I'm not sure about
17,
Seattle.
The Vikings. 18, the Bengals. And 19, the New England Patriots.
Hey.
Vikings and Bengals, I would put them a little higher, and I've been saying it from day one, the moment that the New England Patriots hired Mike Vrabel, I have them back in the playoffs.
I have them. I also have them back at the playoffs, Jake. How about that?
Who do you think's last? 32.
Who's the worst team in the league? Go ahead, Jake.
Honestly, just with all the uncertainty at quarterback, I'm going to have to say New Orleans Saints.
You hit it right on the hill.
Yeah.
They were 32 last year. They're 32 this year, New Orleans Saints. 31, Cleveland Browns. 30th, the Colts. 29, the New York Giants. 28, the Tennessee Titans. 27, Miami Dolphins. 26, the Raiders. 25, the Panthers. Falcons are at 24. New York Jets at 23. Jacksonville 22, Dallas Cowboys at 21, and the Chicago Bears at 20. So that rounds out the entire NFL list.
I agree. So, I agree with most of it.
Yeah, I was going to say Chicago. I'm still not buying the hype.
I'm not either.
Dallas Cowboys, I mean, Brian Schottenheimer, I've always felt like he's more of a coordinator instead of a head coach. And, of course, Dak Prescott coming off of the major injury that he had last year. So,
and he's not that good anyway.
You know, we're just going to have to wait and see. And finally,
so the top three, the Eagles, the Baltimore Ravens, and Kansas City Chiefs. So
Baltimore's
we'll see what happens.
A little too high.
Yeah, I think Baltimore's too high, too. They're gonna fizzle out.
All right. Well, we'll see. And that's the USA Today poll on the top NFL teams projected for this season. It is 525 here at WILK. Time for 2020 traffic and weather together.
Well, thanks, Rob. A couple of things that I'd like to update you on as far as 81 north and southbound. No more standstill traffic as far as I can see, but I can still see some delays as people are a little sluggish as things are finally getting back up into normal. So that's going to affect you across the Scranton Expressway and over in the South Abington area where they were doing some road work earlier. Now, people were trying to get off of 81 north and southbound because it is still not that great, and they've been using Burney Avenue. I'm seeing a rise in volumes over there. You can still use it. I'm not saying don't, but I'm telling you that it's going to be a little bit slower. And the same thing over in Laughlin. There's an accident on 315 as a result of the heightened traffic volumes there. So keep that in mind. Those are just the traffic delays that I would be aware of. Besides that, you should be good to go. If you see a traffic problem, feel free to tell us on the Jam Line, 570-883-7269. We'd love to hear from you. And I'm EJ Samuel in the WILK Traffic Center with this Penn Teledata Internet traffic update.
Thank you, EJ. Here's the Storm Tracker 16 forecast from Chief Meteorologist Kurt Aaron. Tonight, warm and humid. Showers are possible. Low of 68. Tomorrow, scattered showers and storms. High of 78. Down at night, it's going to be 58 tomorrow. Friday, morning clouds, breezy and clearing in the afternoon. A high of 76. Saturday and Sunday, sunny and less humid. 82 on Saturday, 85 on Sunday. It's currently 82 degrees now at 527 at your official weather station, WILK.